Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Prestasia. How may I help you?
What is your name, please?
Prestasia.
I'm sorry. Could I trouble you to spell that for me? I'm not familiar with that name.
Prestasia.
Prestasia. That didn't work. I don't know what you said. Because that's what you said. Prestasia.
That's it, ma'am.
Pardon?
You want me to repeat it again for you?
Yes, if you don't mind, because I'd like to know who I'm speaking with.
Prestasia.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, I have a little complaint here. Gee, I went online and I looked at your Garcinia Cambogia. And then when it said to look at maybe another product, as soon as I touched the button to look at it, it was ordered. I don't want it. I didn't want your $95.94 BS.
So can I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
96704.
Can I have your first and last name?
Patricia Butler.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Post Office Box 1005, Captain Cook, Hawaii, 96704.
Okay. So I do see here that you ordered the Go Keto and the Go Trim back on September the 11th.
So, well, this is 9/26, so maybe it was the 11th. But that it doesn't say the 11th on my statement. And the amount that you show I was charged is how much?
Okay, what you applied for was a 14-day trial, and within those 14 days you had to call in the council. If you did not call in the council within those 14 days, on that 15-day you will be billed the full amount of their product, which is the charges that you are seeing, and it is a monthly subscription. But the product is a very great product. It is all natural, and it does help reduce appetite and increase metabolism.
Can I speak with someone who speaks English clearly? I don't know what you're saying. Get the products. You know, I'm not a very happy camper right now, so don't give me any BS. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I'm trying to explain what you signed up for. Can you...
Well, you have to speak clearly. I don't need any more BS. I already got the BS on my credit card statement.
Okay, ma'am, what you applied for was a 14-day trial, and within those 14 days you had to call in and cancel. If you didn't call in and cancel within those 14 days, on that 15th day, you will be billed the full amount of that product. And those
and
are the charges that you
product,
are seeing.
I did not order a $95.94 product. That wasn't on the Internet. That wasn't the price on the Internet because I wouldn't pay $100 for your crap.
Okay, ma'am. It is stated within the terms and the conditions that it was a 14-day trial. And within those 14 days that you did have to call in and cancel, what you paid for at first was only the shipping. You never paid for the actual product. And
well,
you did
right,
apply for a monthly
all I
subscription.
Had to pay for. But you know what? I was never even charged for the shipping. Boy, you might want to get on that and rip me off for that.
Rip no, off. Ma'am. You were charged
so
for
sorry.
The shipping.
It was in the $95?
No, you paid for the shipping on September the 11th.
September 11th. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. Okay. Anyway, I don't want your product. Don't send me any more. And I'm going to have my credit card company expunge these charges because they are fraudulent, as you know and I know. We both live on the same planet, right?
Okay, so are you stating that you're going to file a dispute, ma'am?
Am I saying what?
What was that, ma'am? I couldn't hear you.
No, I couldn't hear you. Am I saying that I'm doing what?
That you are going to file a dispute.
Oh, you know it.
Okay, I understand that you are filing a dispute and you have every right to do so. Please allow
yes,
me to
I
explain
do.
The dispute process to you. What happens during the dispute process is your bank or credit card company will contact us and we will have to provide them with them terms and the conditions and the tracking number showing that those charges are legal and valid. At that point, you won't be eligible for a refund at all, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is give you a 35% refund back of those charges.
35%. You know what? You can stick it where the sun don't shine. Bye-bye.